How to ask for my hand at my grandmother's grave. What a waste of space, you murmur as a train cuts through a cemetery whose halves rest like drowsy wings between two pine forests. Then spooky, as our window zips by faces smiling from porcelain plates glued to crosses. You've crossed the ocean to marry me, so I cannot say I knew only one of them. But they're all mine, this dead-turned strigoi, will not return to their bodies because the earth is too loud and the town has betrayed them. But I have to warn you. We carry cemeteries on our heads, in our bellies, round our ankles. We carry them to work and we carry them to sleep. And when we make love, they moan, they rattle, they sing. When our spine starts sinking, we spit and curse and dance the pain off. When I bring you to grandmother's grave, behind the Dacian fortress, she'll be armed with questions. How hardy you love, how soft your fingers, and you're dead, how do you spoil them? After you cup your hands to catch the soul, she'll want to know, how do you release it? Don't tell her about ashes thrown to winds. Don't say you've never spilled red wine onto the earth to quench your father's thirst, or that you never read him the Sunday paper. Do not tell her you love him, but have never seen his grave. I'll translate your silence and spread a white cloth under the rose trellis. We'll offer walnut breads and gossip, and she'll forgive and bless us, then send me back across the ocean with a saddlebag of ghosts.